weeks ago, I met with a young man here from LCF, Tyler Neff, and we had a good breakfast together. And I was just really encouraged in talking with him. God has been doing a work in his life the last few months. And I asked him then if he would consider sharing his testimony with you all, because I knew it would be an encouragement to you as well. And he agreed to do that. So, Tyler, if you want to come and share with us.
Well, like Rob said, we ate breakfast probably about a month ago or so, and something I've been feeling like beginning of this year, it's something God's been laying on my heart, and wasn't really sure how to put it into words or even begin to explain what he's been doing. It just really is a great feeling to have him back in my life and just to experience his power that for a long time I kind of took for granted and forgot what it was about. I'll start back when I was baptized. I don't remember the exact time. To me, I thought I was like maybe 10 or 12, but I did find in my Bible I was 7, going on 8 years old when I accepted Christ into my life. I do remember at the time, I think I was more scared of going to hell than accepting God. I knew hell was a bad place, and it's something I didn't want to experience. I didn't realize the importance of it and that how my life was going to change growing up and that how much God would really just help me through things. So, I mean, I was pretty young, and as I got older and was going to church, a lot of kids, they were doing the same thing also at that time when I was younger. So this kind of felt right to be baptized and to be saved. But going through school outside of church here, that I went to a public school, so I got to hang out with a lot of kids that didn't know Christ, or their families maybe hadn't brought them up that way, and kind of felt different. I wasn't really sure why they didn't see things the way I did, and I started to drift away from Christ. I kind of let the people I was associating with for some reason I was drawn to them, and I continued to go to church off and on through school, and I just kind of was going through the motions. I didn't really just fully give my life to God, and I didn't pray as much as I should. I didn't read the Bible and search for answers that I was looking for. I just sometimes didn't understand. And as I got older, I just slowly started drifting away. And when I didn't get my way, I thought it was God's fault, or when something bad happened, I didn't understand why me. I was going to church. What did I deserve that? I didn't really understand the Bible, and I just didn't understand, so I didn't want to try to understand. And at that time, I just kind of figured I would figure things out on my own because I knew everything. You couldn't tell me that any different. But going through middle school, some of my Christian friends, I didn't spend a lot of time going to youth and hanging out with other friends. I did some, but probably not as much as I should. And then the end of my eighth grade year, my parents were split up, and it was a huge change for me. I can remember just really being angry and didn't understand why that was happening, and I chose to take advantage of the situation and try to have everything my way, or try to, if one parent wasn't doing something, I would go to the other one and just try to get whatever I wanted. Everything was about me. I didn't want help. I just didn't know really what I was doing. After that year, freshman year, my mom moved out, and I lived with my dad at the house I had grew up in. That winter, he remarried, and 5 months later, he took his own life. For a while, I wasn't sure or even understood what just happened to me, or how it was going to affect the rest of my life. at this time in my life, I'd already was drifting away from Christ, and I wasn't acting the way that I was raised, and I didn't rely on my faith to help me get through this tough time. I think often God gives us these things to test our faith and just to see how much we'll rely on Him, and I failed. I didn't rely on Him at all. I was kind of bullheaded, and I just thought I would take care of everything on my own. A lot of people tried to help and wanted to help, but I just kind of pushed them away. I didn't want help. I just wanted to be left alone. After that summer, I moved in with my mom, and I spent a lot of time at my friend's house and tried to stay busy doing things so I didn't have to deal with the pain and the empty feeling in my gut. I made a lot of very bad decisions and hurt a lot of people close to me. I just felt like I didn't have any control over my life anymore, and that I didn't want to go to church. I didn't want to be around family. I just wanted to be with my friends, and guilt and depression kind of started taking over my life. Through high school, I messed up a lot because I didn't rely on my faith. I didn't want God's help. I didn't pray to Him, and I failed miserably. I had forgotten about God's love and His amazing power to help with everyday life struggles. And I did come to church sometimes, and like I said, I was just kind of going through the motions, but I was able to see how He was touching other people's lives, and that kind of helped me today. I mean, without seeing it, I probably wouldn't have ever experienced God or just being brought up in this church. I'm really thankful that my parents raised me that way and that I had that opportunity. If it was there, if that's what I wanted, I could go get it. But I know a lot of my friends aren't raised that way, and they don't get to see that. So it's just when they struggle, that it's hard for them to just have hope and have God to rely on. In February of 07, after high school, I'd graduated for a couple years and been out of school, and I began to work a lot. And I think by working, I felt like I was making better choices. I wasn't doing things I shouldn't be, and I was making some money, and so I just worked as much as I could, and that was another way of just keeping things buried and so I wouldn't have to deal with them. During that ski trip in 07, I went with my sister from Louisiana and her husband's family from Texas, and there I got to just be up in the mountains and see how peaceful it was, and to get away from this town and a lot of things that I was doing. It was just, to me, it was really refreshing and awesome. It had been a long time since I'd felt that way. And there I got to talk to my brother-in-law's dad. He was a Baptist, Southern Baptist, and he didn't really have a problem asking people where they were in their life, and he was kind of blunt about it. He asked me one time, we were riding in the car, he said, you know, if you die tomorrow, where are you with Christ? Are you going to heaven or hell? And it kind of dawned on me, the decisions I was making and the lifestyle I was leading wasn't what God wanted me to do. I was baptized at a young age, and I went to church some, but I didn't know if that was enough anymore, and I really didn't think about it a whole lot until he said it that way. So we sat down that night and read some scriptures, and it had been a long time since I'd cracked open the Bible and really understood what some of the scriptures were saying and how powerful they were. He asked me some things about being baptized, and I couldn't remember. I couldn't really remember why, or just other than the fact I didn't want to go to hell. So, you know, we prayed that night, and it was the first time in a while that I confessed to God that I was screwing up pretty bad and that I wasn't relying on Him and that I was really sorry for the way I was living. But I also remember that I just didn't feel like that timing. It just kind of floored me when he asked me that question. It wasn't something I'd really been feeling, but it was something I, you know, kind of was on the back of my mind. I knew I was wrong, but I just didn't really want to change it at that time. So I wasn't sure if this was going to help when I got back home or not. It was easy because I was away from everything. But I was glad that, you know, I had made that step and was aware of what I was doing was wrong, because for a long time I really didn't put a whole lot of thought into it. I just kept doing things over and over again. After that week, I got back home and I began making some better choices and starting to see some changes, but it wasn't before long and I got off track again. And it seems like for me, every day when it's a good day, I can just see all the great things God is doing for me and just the little things I'm so thankful for. But it only takes one bad thing, one thing I don't get my way or doesn't go my way, and that's all I dwell on. I forget about so many things that he's already given me. And it's hard because then I lose focus and I just can't realize how powerful he is and all the great things he's given me that he didn't have to give me. That summer when I got back, I got myself into some pretty serious trouble because of some dumb choices that I made, and it affected a lot of people's lives besides my own. I provided some teens with alcohol that I knew for a party they were having. I wasn't old enough at the time to even buy it myself, but I knew where I could get it, so I didn't really think a whole lot about it. However, because of that alcohol that I gave them, it caused a lot of kids at the party to make some decisions that they'll probably have to live with for a long time, for the rest of their life. And it was kind of my fault because I gave it to them. The outcome of the party wasn't good, and it was pretty severe. Some of you may have seen the news last year or read in the paper because it was all over the place. But I was found guilty and spent 2 days in jail. I did some community service, paid some fines, and I'm on probation today. It was humiliating, but I deserved every bit of punishment that I received. Spending time in jail for 2 days was an experience for me. It was plenty for me to understand that I never wanted to be back there again. I got to listen to other guys my age and older talk about why they were there, how many times they'd been in and out of jail, and why they just couldn't understand. I guess they knew why they were there, but it didn't make sense to me why they kept doing the same stuff over and over. Even though I was in there for a different reason, I was still guilty of a crime and still was in the same boat as these other guys by the choices I was making. It wasn't anybody's fault but my own. I began to realize a lot of my struggles and sins I was committing in life was a result of poor choices, bad decisions that I was making. It really made me stop and think, is this the way I was raised, or was this the way I wanted to live the rest of my life? And I'm standing here today to tell you that I was living my life for several years. The way I was living my life for several years is not how I was raised, nor is it how I want to live. I was tired of struggling with guilt and depression, and I wanted to make a change for good. I was ready to do whatever it took to get my life back, and I can remember my brother-in-law's dad sitting down with me and showing me some scriptures, and I knew I still had them, so I found them and began to read and realize God was the only way. Couple of scriptures I'll just go over here real quick that stuck out to me was Romans 6:23. For the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believeth in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I chose beginning of this year to kind of get a fresh start, get back to church, start understanding and just really wanting it for myself, really wanting to get more meaning out of life and to just have God in my life, because he's the most powerful thing that I've ever experienced. And as much as I'm trying to explain what he's done to you, done to me, it's really hard to put it into words. I kind of consider it a miracle for me to be standing up here today saying this stuff. I was nowhere near this a couple years ago, and I'm just so glad that I was raised in a church and that I had this opportunity to change and to just keep Christ in my life. And I know I'm not perfect, and because I'm saying this, that I'm not going to sin again. I know that's pretty obvious that that's going to happen. But I do know that Jesus has paid the price for my sins, and that that I'm just so glad for his forgiveness, and that I can have the slate wiped clean and just live from now on to just honor and glorify my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, guys.
Isn't it great to see what God can do in our lives? It's amazing, isn't it? Thanks, Tyler, for sharing. Tyler is joining. We have a group of men that are going to start meeting this year for some fairly intense Bible study and leadership training, and Tyler is part of that group, as well as some other guys in this congregation. So I appreciate your prayers for that group as we study and help each other to find their gifts and what God's calling us to do. So pray for us if you think about us.